The city has witnessed a troubling rise in road accidents involving schoolchildren recently, resulting in the tragic deaths of 4 kids aged between 9 and 12 in just 20 days, while one nursery school student was injured. In all fatalities, the children were crushed by buses and dumpers. All drivers in these cases have been booked for rash and negligent driving. Parents have demanded that the police take serious steps to ban heavy vehicles around school premises, especially during school hours, an additional commissioner of traffic police, M. Ramkumar, said, "We have been taking action against heavy vehicles from time to time. They are allowed in city limits only between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. in South Mumbai, and in other parts of the city, these vehicles are not allowed between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. According to the police, another major issue with heavy vehicles is their blind spot on the left side, where most accidents occur. When these vehicles take a left turn or reverse, the driver has limited visibility, leading to accidents," Ramkumar explained. "We have been raising awareness among school students on this and conducting classes for them. They are educated and made part of our Road Safety Patrol, RSP, and we also issue them certificates upon completion of the course," he added. "This education is life-saving for pedestrians as well as smaller vehicles when they drive close to buses, dumpers, and trucks." The recent deaths in Borivali, September 20, and a 12-year-old student Vicky Satyendra Kanojia lost his life in a road accident on Carter Road in Borivali East on September 20. Kanojia was walking to school on the road and crossed a tempo that was parked on the road. Just then a dumper truck drove by, crushing Kanojia in the space between the truck and the tempo as there was no space for him to escape. His father Satyendra Kanojia said, "During school hours the road should be clear and people should not park their vehicles on the roads. My son died because a tempo was parked on the road leaving no space to walk. The heavy vehicles should not be parked. Traffic police should clear roads during school timings." And Goregaon, October 1, and a 13-year-old girl, Winmayimo, died on her way to school in Goregaon East on October 1. She was riding on a two-wheeler with her father, Ramesh Moore, when a dumper hit them, crushing Winmayi under its rear tire. "I can't explain the horror of it. I'll never forget," said her father. Ramesh Moore also shared his frustration, saying, "The authorities must stop allowing heavy vehicles near schools. The driver didn't even have a valid license." He added, "No one has come to check on us. Poor people have no value until it's election time." And Kandivali, October 8, injured a 2.5-year-old toddler, Akshitol, had a lucky escape while returning from nursery school with his grandparents in Kandivali East on Tuesday. A speeding school bus hit the bike they were on from the back and dragged them some distance. The grandmother was seriously injured in the incident. The toddler's grandparents have demanded that signboards and highlighter boards are put up around school areas so that people slow down their vehicles. The grandfather, Vilas Sheetol, 61, said, "I was riding the bike and my grandson was seated between my wife Kamal and me. My bike was moving slowly but suddenly a school bus came from behind at Raheja Circle and at the turn, the speeding bus hit my bike from behind. We all fell and were injured, but my wife was badly hurt, injuring her leg." And Govandi, October 8, and a 9-year-old boy, Hamid Sheikh, died after being hit by a speeding BMC dumper in Govindis Shivaji Nagar on Tuesday. "My son was crossing the road to use a public toilet when the dumper struck him," said his grieving mother. "The driver was speeding, and despite people shouting, he didn't stop. Hamid died on the spot." Angry residents protested by blocking the Mankhurd Ghatkopar road and damaging the dumper. "Large vehicles should be banned on narrow roads to prevent more tragedies," the mother urged. The driver was arrested, and an investigation is underway. And Bandra, October 7, and a 12-year-old student, Muhammad Arbaz Shakil Sheikh, died after being crushed by a BEST bus in Bandra East on Monday while walking home from school. His father, Shakil Sheikh, said, "Arbaz was our only child after losing 3 daughters. He told me he'd come home early after exams, but he never made it. The accident happened just days after Arbaz's 12th birthday. I was informed by the police. When I reached the hospital, he was already gone, his father added. He called for restrictions on large vehicles near schools, saying, I don't want this to happen to any other child. 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. time slots for heavy vehicles in suburbs. 4 know of school students killed in road accidents recently.